people offered sacrifices to idols. They had what's called polytheism. This means that in the pantheon in Rome, take our groups, I say here, when you stand here at one time, you could see Zeus and Aphrodite and Mars and Apollo. They were all up here. And it was called pantheism. Pan means all. Theo is God. All the gods were here. The reason Christians got in trouble is because they said, we can't accept all the gods, there's only one. But they had what's called polytheism, many gods. And the Christians said, no, there's only one God. But we live in a culture now that's what? It's called pluralistic. It's very parallel to this. It's not statues that we worship, but we have our own gods. And we have pluralism now. You have to accept every view. Nobody can say they have the truth. How arrogant of you Catholics to say, I have the truth. One of the reasons we hesitate to say that we have the truth is because people say, who are you to say you have the truth? You arrogant, pompous fool. You say you have the truth. But then again, if the church is true, then we do have the truth. And it's not being arrogant. So they had polytheism. We have pluralism. And we're supposed to accept all the views as equal, just like in those days they had to accept all the gods as equal. And they had sacrifices back in those days. What would you do? There was a god called Moloch. Many of the sacrifices to Baal and Asherah and the other Moloch, they were living sacrifices. For Moloch, you brought your firstborn son. You offered your children to Moloch.